What's up, men? Alright guys, today's video is titled People of Color Equals Socialism Equals High Prices. So, I'm out here in Oslo, capital of Norway, for those of you who don't know. I'm walking around the city center of Oslo. Hopefully I don't get ran over. And today's video, guys, is that I actually did a video about before this when I was at the train station going through the mall. I was showing you all the people of color here in Norway. And one of the things you guys need to understand is that people of color, they're takers, okay? They live off of welfare, right? That's all they do. They are the total and complete opposite of us Jews. So you guys out there watching this video, you need to understand, the more multiculturalism you have in your country, the more it costs to live in said country, because you have to baby all the people of color. Now, in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, what do they do to people of color? Well, you can ask the Palestinians. They castrate black people, they kick black people out, and quite frankly, rightfully so. You guys need to understand, man, people of color, they don't have a civilization. They don't have anything going for them, okay? So when they come to white people country like Norway, UK, Scandinavia, they're not adding to the country. They are literally taking from the country in the form of welfare, okay? You guys out there need to understand that. All these immigrants here, they are here because of welfare. It's not because they're intelligent, it's not because they're hardworking, it's simply because of welfare, okay? I already shown you some prices here. Norway is expensive. This is more expensive than America. Guys, a train ticket here is $30. I can get a train ticket in Miami, $5. Here, $30, okay? I just had a rental, okay? I rented a locker to leave my backpack in it. Dudes, that rental cost me over $11. I spent less than $11 in Ukraine a day. I spent $11 alone on a rental, okay? For a locker, for a couple hours. I'm gonna show you something. Divide by 11, see that? That's like $6 right there. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Hi. Yep, Merry Christmas to you too. All right, crazy people coming on out, you know? So, look, 7-Eleven is right there. They're selling a hamburger for $6. Come on, man. You know, Burger King that we get in America for $9, maybe $10, it's $18 here. The same shit we eat in America, literally almost twice as expensive. Why? Socialism. Why? High taxes. Why? You have to baby the ethnics. Like TFM said, you know, in America, we baby black people with welfare. Here, they do the same thing with ethnics. To be honest with you, you white people out there, you guys dumb. You guys really deserve to be raped, beat, murdered by ethnic people. It's like, y'all let them into your country? I wouldn't even let these people into, I don't even associate with these people. And yet you guys are like, let them all in. Let Pajit, Pooja, Tyrone, Ahmed, Ali, let them all in one big happy family. All right, guys, yeah, how's that working out for you? Murders, rapes, high prices, you know. I know a Norwegian guy living in Colombia, he's like, fuck this shit, you know. He doesn't want to spend $20 to go to Burger King here. He doesn't want to spend, you know, $30 taking a freaking train. He doesn't want to spend, you know, $11 renting a locker for a couple hours. Fuck that shit, you know? So he's in Colombia now, enjoying his life, making that remote money online, living the high life, you know? Guys, I have a friend in Colombia. He rents out motorcycles, you know, scooters, motorcycles. I did a video with him, if you guys remember, on MGTOW TV. Business for him is booming, and he's telling me all these Scandinavian people, they're coming to Colombia because it's so cheap. Guys, Colombia is the second cheapest country I've been to after Ukraine. Right now, guys, Ukraine is winning, and it's winning big times too, you know. There's virtually no ethnics in Ukraine. In fact, you know, the town I was in, Chernihiv, I was the only, you know, foreigner, person of color, you know, ethnic, if you want to say that. Whatever the case was, guys, I was the only person there, you know, who stood out. And I like to keep it like that. You know, here, guys, I'm seeing more ethnics than I am seeing white people, you know? And that's really sad and pathetic, if you ask me. I mean, look, man, I don't care what color your skin is. I just care if you are a productive member of society. You guys need to understand, man, we Jews are exploiters and usurpers, okay? That's what we do. We exploit and we usurp other people. But the good thing about us Jews is that when we eat, you know, other people can eat our breadcrumbs, you know. But the problem with the ethnics is that they take everything for themselves, you know. They would much rather, you know, pop out babies, live off of welfare. I mean, think about it, you know. You're a low IQ African. Your IQ is like retarded, and yet you're living here in Norway. How the F are you doing it, dude? Welfare, guys, you know? So, yeah, there is a major correlation between multiculturalism, aka colored people, socialism, and high cost of living. I mean, you don't need an economist to tell you that. You don't need Aaron Clary to tell you that. You don't need TFM to tell you that, you know? You really don't need me to tell you that. I mean, you guys got to use your brain, okay? 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. I mean, think about it, dudes. The number of overweight, overfed Muslim women I'm seeing here, you think these women are working like PhD, NASA engineers? Hell no, they're not. They're just popping out bastard children collecting welfare. That's all they're doing. And yet, you guys are paying for it, you know? So, if you guys are watching this, man, your best bet, honestly, Ukraine. I'm telling you guys, we Jews are taking really good care of Ukraine, you know? Yeah, sure, they're letting some ethnics into Ukraine here and there. But overall, guys, they're not gonna flood Ukraine with ethnic people. I'm telling you that right now. The Jews don't want to see them, you know. Look, let me tell you something, okay? Real talk. I know this sounds mean. I know it sounds nasty. I know it sounds not nice. But to us Jews, ethnic people are like a freak show, a circus, you know? There's nothing I love than walking down the street in freaking Kiev or Lviv and you see an ugly Indian dude walking by, it's like, dude, you so don't belong here, you know? It's like watching a, it's watching a freak show, okay? So, are the Jews gonna flood Ukraine with colored people? No, they are not, okay? They'll only let a couple of you in just so they can, you know, point at you and laugh, okay? So, I'm telling you guys, Ukraine is the place to be, okay? Don't bother with anything else. Colombia isn't bad, but Colombia is dangerous, guys. I was actually talking to this to the motorcycle dude. He was telling me he wants to open a second rental place in Bogota, the capital of Colombia. But he's telling me, man, it's too dangerous, you know? They might rob the motorcycles. So, Colombia, guys, it's dangerous. Look, man, if you keep your head on a swivel, mind your own business, you know, don't walk around doing what yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha tells you, which is to wear gold chains and fake Rolexes, you know, you're gonna be fine, dudes. You're gonna be fine in Colombia. But at the end of the day, guys, why would you want to be in a high-risk country like Colombia when you got Ukraine? Look, Ukraine is cold. I ain't gonna lie. It's cold. It's snowy. It's wet. You know, the sun goes down at like 4 o'clock. But, hey, man, if you got a good winter coat, I mean, the coat I'm wearing is $440, and it's keeping me warm, you know? So, yeah, in Ukraine, you can live good in Ukraine, guys. Don't get it twisted, man. As long as you have a good lawyer, you're smart about what you do, you accept the fact that at the end of the day, Ukraine is a corrupt country, you're gonna do fine, dudes. You're gonna do fine. So, you guys out there need to understand, man. All these white countries who let ethnic people in, it's a GG for them, you know. Good game, game over, you know. Unless they kick out the ethnics, which they won't, it's only gonna get worse, guys. So, the writing is on the wall. Best thing for you guys out there who are watching this video, go to Ukraine. I'm telling you guys, okay? I'm telling you, damn it. All right, I'm gonna end this video because I'm getting hungry. You know, last time I ate was like almost 30 hours ago. I ate before I got on the bus in freaking Kiev. That was like 30 hours ago. That's when I last ate. You know, 30 hours ago and two countries back. That's when I last ate. But here, guys, you know. Hella expensive. $18 for like Burger King, you know, the same shit in America we get for like maybe $9 or $10. It's like $18-$19 here. You know, they're not gonna give you more food, they're not gonna give you better quality. It's literally the same shit we have in America, just cost twice as much because of the socialism. And again, socialism is nothing more than taking care of colored people. That's what it is, guys. So anyway, man, Ukraine is gonna be the future. So in all likelihood, guys, I probably will be returning to Ukraine again. Like I said, I'm scheduled to be in Ukraine in June. However, I liked Ukraine so much, not to mention I got me a snow bunny there. I've already sent pictures of her to people in the MGTOW community. I'm not gonna put her picture, her shit on the internet like that. So, I got me a snow bunny. So, yeah, probably go back in a month or so, you know. If you got good pussy, why throw it away, right? Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.